Welcome to the New Day Community Church Sermon Podcast. We hope you are encouraged by this message from the Nichols Road campus. For more info, look us up at newdaycommunity.org.
Well, hey, good morning, everyone. Glad you're here at New Day. If you're joining us here in the room, welcome. If you're joining us online, we're so glad you're joining us any way you are, or if you're catching us later. Would you guys go ahead and stand with me? We're going to open with a word of prayer on this spring forward Sunday morning. The clocks have changed, and some of us changed with them. And maybe some more will walk in 1 hour from now. We'll see how that goes. But let's begin by opening with a word of prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather and worship you together this morning. God, we just pause. You know, all the things that might be running through our minds, we have this stream of busy calendar schedules and things going on, but we just push pause on all of it, God, to make time and space for you, to give you our worship, to give you praise for what you've done. We worship you for who you are. You are Creator, Redeemer, Master, Savior, and we look for the move of your Holy Spirit this morning. We're expectant. You said when we gather in your name, you're there. You indwell and fill us with your Spirit when we commit our lives to you. And so we make this space and our bodies and our attention a temple for you. Would you lead and guide us? Would you stir each one of us to encourage and uplift each other as we worship you as well? Thank you, Father God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, we're going to begin with a song of worship. We've got a missionary update today, and it's a River Sunday, so we're going to flow. It's going to be really, really good. Glad you're here.
I delight in the word of the Lord. I dwell on it day and night. I delight in the word of the Lord, and I dwell on it day and night. I'm in love with the word of the Lord. I seek him day and night. I'm in love with the word of the Lord, and I seek him day and night. And I am a tree planted by rivers of water. My roots go deep, firmly established in grace. My branches stretch high, fruitful in every season. My leaves do not wither. They are healing the nation. I had a moment during one of the services where I experienced I don't know how else to describe it, but I experienced belonging. This moment where I realized, oh my gosh, I actually belong to this church. I belong to this body. And it was really profound. And at the end of that night, somebody gave me a prophetic word that she didn't know anything about what we got going on. But I want to give you the prophetic word so that you could experience the same belonging that I felt. Does that make sense? I think you're going to laugh. Where is it? I wrote it down somewhere. There's a woman named Heather. She's lovely. When she was praying for me, she said, I saw you earlier during the service, but I wanted to wait, you know, so I didn't interrupt what the Lord was doing. So she followed up on this later on. She said, I see that you are the Psalm 1 tree. And I see that you have green leaves, that you're already bearing fruit, and you're planted right by the stream. I see that your roots are going deeper than they are right now, expanding, drinking of living water. And the Lord is taking you into a deeper place, increasing the flow out of your life. He's bringing you into a deeper drinking season so that you're able to withstand the wind and the things that come. He's making you really strong. He's bringing you deeper into intimacy so that your leaves are not going to wither. They'll stay green so that you can stand in every season. And I thought, whoa, we just did a series. So this morning I want to sing a song a few times, and I want you to internalize this. I am rooted and grounded. I belong. I'm going to stand in every season. I'm already bearing fruit, right? I delight in the word of the Lord. I dwell on it day and night. And I'm in love on the word of the Lord. I dwell on it day and night. And I'm in love with the word of the Lord. I seek him day and night. I'm in love with the word of the Lord. And I seek him day and night. Here it is. I am a tree planted by rivers of water. My roots go deep, firmly established in grace. My branches stretch high, fruitful in every season. My leaves do not wither. They are healing the nation. We'll be right back. the nation. They are healing the nation. They are healing the nation. They are healing the nation.
Let's say that one more time. I am a tree.
And I am a tree planted by rivers of water. My roots go deep, firmly established in grace. My branches stretch high, fruitful in every season. My leaves do not wither. They are healing the nations. They are healing the nations.
Justin, that was an amazing prophetic word that you received, that you shared with us. And obviously it was for you, but you're right, it was for all of us. It was for the whole church. And Kathy had an idea for an activation. But would you mind kind of summing it up again, saying it again? A few more people have arrived.
Because you were late.
Want them pulled in on what's going on.
Yeah, I got a prophetic word last week at the conference that I went to. One, I experienced the acceptance, the belonging of God as being planted in the church, and it was awesome. And later on that night, I got a prophetic word where she basically just read Psalm 1, and she said, "You are the tree planted by rivers of living water, and your leaves are not going to wither, and your roots are going to go deep so that you can withstand the wind and the rain and the hard things."
Yeah, and just because we are doing Rooted this whole year, I just feel like a great activation is to go to one another and say, "I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that you belong to me and I belong to you." We used to sing a song like that, and it's the truth. I'm so glad that you're here. And so let's do that right now. Let's tell each other, get out of your seats and tell somebody you're glad they're here.
So, I think so. It's hard to know. I feel left out.
I am far so the odd one out today. 100%. At least you guys, every single one of you has blue jeans on. All of you guys have blue jeans, though. Every single one of you.
Okay, well, that was amazing, just being able to tell each other the truth. And that's one of the benefits of being a family of believers, is that we can speak the truth to one another. We can read it in the Word, but we can remind each other of it and have that unity and that connection and that love. Well, I'm going to invite you to be seated for a few moments. We have a special update for you, and then we're going to carry on with our River Sunday service after that. But we have the privilege. It's been, I think, 2 years. John Yerty, if you want to come on up. Yeah. So I'm sure he's going to introduce himself, so I won't steal everything that you're about to say. But it's been 2 years, and he's one of the missionaries that we faithfully support. And he grew up here, and so there's a deep love and connection. And so we just want to hear what's going on in your ministry and how we can continue praying for you and supporting the work that you're doing there in Peru with your wife.
All right, thank you. Okay, yes, it has been 2 years. It's been a very busy 2 years, so I'm going to try to talk a little fast because there's a lot to catch up on. I've been living in Peru for the last 11 years. My wife and I started a kids ministry, which is focused on trying to raise up the next generation and break off some generational cycles. That's our main focus. And 2 years ago, we took in 3 children into our house. So this is Gina. Back when we first met her in 2019, she's the oldest. She, as soon as she came into our lives, there was something about her that stood out to us. Obviously, she was very underfed, very shy, very, very needy, and there's just something that, like, drew us to her. And we couldn't really identify what that was at the time. But as we got to know her better and know her family life, we just really felt like she was supposed to come live with us. But we felt God saying to hold off. It wasn't time yet. So we just waited. And she was in and out of ministry for several years. And then in 2022, in the beginning of 2022, both her siblings started coming to ministry. Their mother has been out of the situation for years and years. She decided she got tired of her family and moved away, met a new man, and started a family with him in some other part of the country. And in 2022, shortly after their 2 younger ones, Jesus and Sarvia, started coming to ministry, they told us that their dad had left for Lima to go find work and work indefinitely there, and that they were home without parents. So we really felt like God was telling us this was what we were waiting for, the moment when we met both of the younger two and we were able to take in all 3 at once. So we started working towards doing that. It was a long, complicated process. We don't officially, legally have custody of them, but they are in our lives and in our house and part of our family for good. They've grown a lot in the last year. The photo on the left is them starting school the year we got them, and then this one is them starting school last year. It was insane just how small and how bad their nutrition was when we first got them. The youngest one, Sarvia, had these blonde streaks in her hair that looked like blonde highlights, which is what we assumed they were at first. And we asked her siblings, has anyone dyed her hair? And they're like, no, it's just always been like that. And then one day, my wife, our friend Ashley, and Sarvia were at a hair salon, and the lady said, well, why haven't you been feeding her properly? And my wife's like, said, what? And she said, those streaks in her hair is because of malnutrition and a lack of vitamins, which we didn't know could even happen. But she had been lacking nutrients so much all of her life. I'm just going to flip the photos of our family as I talk. But she'd been lacking the proper nutrition her whole life, so much so that her hair had started to lose its natural coloring. She was just insane. It's been a big learning curve having them come into our family, a lot of struggles, but all of them have been good ones. It's been a lot of getting to know things about the city that we did not know, such as the school system, how social workers work there, a lot of new things for us, and a lot of shocking discoveries. We've been living there for years and years, and we're still, after taking in these children and getting to know the school system and a lot of other cultural things we've not previously been exposed to, finding out this whole new mess of things. The school system is really awful. Our kids have been learning absolutely nothing. Our son, the year we got them, he's 11. He's in fifth grade when we got them. He came home from school one day and said that he learned what green means on a stoplight. So they're learning absolutely nothing in school, so we've been trying to fit in teaching them things, and even more so with all of our kids in ministry, we realized just how much the rest of them are all lacking as well, and we're trying to bring in more education into their lives to provide them with a better future because they're learning nothing in school. It's just been a really, it's been a time of a lot of growth for the kids, but also for Reagan and I as missionaries. You know, we had this idea of what our life calling was and what mission work looks like. And then after meeting these kids and taking them in, and just realizing that God had so much of a bigger purpose for us and being there at the time that we were than we could even realize at the beginning of it. It's just been very eye-opening and very, very humbling process for us to know that God had planned for these three children this whole time that we didn't even know about as we're there and doing mission work. And it just really opened our eyes to just how big God's plans are and how wonderful it can be if you're willing to just step into that and trust that he knows what's best, he knows the best timing, and he has just so many blessings waiting for you if you just follow him. So I want to briefly talk about ministry as well, the other kids. Our roles in ministry have also shifted a little bit. We're now more so viewed as the parents and not the we've always kind of been like peer level, but like slightly like still like in charge of ministry, but more on a peer level. And it's really just shifted to more of a parental role for us, even with the other children. And our kids are now helping out with ministry, especially with the younger ones, helping them with crafts and reading and trying to take on some of the responsibility of ministry with us. We try to focus on providing a safe place for these kids to grow, and if nothing else, just to know that they have people, adults in their lives who love them, who believe in them, and who want the best for them, even when their parents and their family don't. And this summer, with the help of Ashley Mendez, who's from Ohio and is working with us, she has really been feeling on her heart that she wants to do something with youth and young adults. So over the summer break, which is from late December to mid-March, she has started a youth group with some of the older kids to give them even more of a safe place and a tight-knit group that they can come to and they can go into more in-depth studies than we do with the younger kids, more complicated crafts, and just try to bond them together and prepare them as they're beginning to face the decision of are they going to follow in the footsteps of their family and their parents, or are they going to decide to do something different with their life? And we just really feel like having this group is really important for these kids right now. Just being here today, you know, it's been a very difficult, trying 2 years. You know, we're two people trying to raise three children who have a lot of cultural things we're not familiar with and are dealing with schools that are not functional. It's just been a lot on us, and we really felt that pressure, and just being here today, I just am reminded always when I come back, but especially so today, how we're not alone in that, and that we have a whole congregation of people here who have been loving us and supporting us and praying for us this whole time. And I really, we're just so grateful, and I really just wanted to say thank you to all of you. Thank you to the Kids Church, who has been raising money for us, and they sent beautiful handmade crafts to our kids, which they love so much. And I brought back crafts in return that our kids made for all of you. I gave it to Pastor Mary Lee. She'll be sharing that with you guys. And it's just, we just feel so loved and supported by this whole church. And it's really a blessing, because I know other missionaries really don't have that. And we just feel so blessed for all of you.
Thank you, John, for sharing. Okay, what I just heard, this is a guy who grew up as a little kid at New Day, right? And went as a man on a mission for who knows how long and wound up finding a woman to marry and be in ministry with. And now he's raising up young children who are now needing a youth group, who are about to become young adults in Iquitos, Peru. Like, can you see the long game that God plays, you guys? Right? And so sometimes, like, our American culture tends to, like, really emphasize the spiritual highs, the, like, YouTube moments or whatever. But God works in a whole, I know that's not a thing, but everyone under, like, 35 laughed. It's not a real, I don't know. Translate for me. What does God do? He empowers with his spirit simple things, like teaching Sunday school class here at New Day for this guy when he was little, you know, for some of us as we came up as young people here. And then it was, John, how many times do you think you had to say yes to the Lord to get where you are today?
Too many to count.
Yeah, okay, so it's the little yeses day by day that lead to the big things in the kingdom, you guys. Right? John said yes again and again and again. Sometimes maybe it was hard. Some days he might have said no, but those yeses accumulated to God doing something. There's a move of God in Iquitos, Peru, is what I just saw. Those little kids are now this age, and they've got this home where they're secure and loved, and the ones that they're not able to directly parent, they're ministering to as mothers and fathers spiritually. This is awesome. And so I just wanted to point that out, and it's meaningful here. When we embrace the kids in worship and they're waving flags, we give them a place to do that. When you teach Sunday school, when you come to the potluck, when you help with life with littles for families raising those young kids, it all matters. It's all sacred and holy when done for the Lord. Okay, enough preaching, Bill. We said it's a River Sunday, not a Sermon Sunday. Okay, we've been highlighting the giving envelope for you guys the last several weeks. On the right-hand column of the flap is primarily missionaries and ministries. It's all missionaries and ministries. And so I want to highlight today Peru, John and Reagan Yurti. They're on the envelope. You can support and designate giving to them any time that you give by using the envelope. There's a QR code just for them over on the table today at the giving station. And if you go to our newdaycommunity.org/give, there's a little nice picture of them. You can click on that and designate to them. Also today, I just wanted to highlight the Sagers are another homegrown missionary. Dennis was here at this church. He's now led a church in Japan with his wife Kaku for 30 years. And so what a blessing it is to support people doing that day-by-day work, isn't it? So thank you for your generosity over the years in supporting John and Reagan, the other missionaries that we've sent and that we've joined with. So next, what I want to do, would you guys all stand up and stick out a prayer hand toward John? We're going to pray for him and for Reagan, for their family and their ministry. If anyone wants to come up and physically lay a hand on his shoulder, you are welcome to join us. Yeah. If you feel like you have a word for him from the Lord, you can also come and share that, right? We're just going to spend a little time on this. Father God, we thank you for John and for the unique man that he is, unique way you brought him and Reagan together for a purpose, for their good and for the good of so many others. We thank you for Gina, Jesus, and
Sarvia and Sarvia. Thank you for the ways that they are growing physically in their health, their physical health, but spiritually, emotionally. And Lord, we pray that you would just begin a cycle of ministry to them that leads to ministry to the younger, that leads to ministry to the generation after that. We pray for generational transformation in Peru through what you're doing with John and Reagan. Would you encourage, uplift them in spirit? Give them hope, excitement, and fresh joy and enthusiasm for this season. It is not easy, but it is good. And we pray you'd build them up and strengthen them in Jesus' name.
Father, I come before your throne in the behalf of Jonathan and Reagan. Father God, I just thank you for parenting them so they know how to parent these children and many more children. Father God, I just pray from head to toe that you would protect the mom and dad and all the children. And I pray, God, that you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. And you are the best father ever. And I pray that you will plant the seed in Jonathan to be the best father that he can be through you. And you will bless Reagan to be the best mom. Lord, thank you for them both. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah, I just heard the Lord say, you have not despised small beginnings, that he does great things through small beginnings. And I saw your house and your ministry as this lighthouse, and I just see it, you know, like starting like one floor and just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And that lighthouse is going to send out a beacon, not only for more children, but for more workers. And so we just pray for an increase of help that John and Reagan have said yes to you in this small thing, but it's going to be bigger than you thought it was going to be. And you're going to give workers to help with this ministry and to see more, Lord. We just ask for more. We just ask for more workers, more children, that the ministry would continue to grow and that you would give John and Reagan wisdom as that happens.
I just see that you're at the ground floor of the building right now, but that God wants to build more and more. And I just pray, God, that you would continue to provide wisdom as John and Reagan move through seasons in their ministry, and that you would just provide smooth transition to from them being the leaders to them being the supporters of the leaders, and that you would continue to grow the ministry in Peru, and that you would continue to make change, positive change in these kids' lives, and even as they grow into adults and continue to walk and just in their Christian lives out in Peru, that you would just continue to connect them to John and Reagan, that you would give them wisdom in every decision they have to make.
Yeah, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being a partner with John and Reagan and the ministry they're doing. And Father, we just pray provision and favor, Lord, that you'd open up provision, financial provision, spiritual provision, just a spiritual authority to take dominion in that, in Iquitos and in Peru, in the lives of these children, for emotional provision for each of them, as well as the children, for every form of provision, Lord, and favor, that you'd open up favor with the government, with the social workers, with all the infrastructure, Lord, that they would lack nothing, Lord, and that they would see your hand do miracles. Well, I pray for miracles, Lord, and we're not going to define the miracle in a particular way, that you're going to do things that are not possible in the natural, and they're going to come and testify of miracle deliverances, miracle development, miracle health, miracle reaching more children in a more effective way. We just bless them to continue to carry on, and we do stand with them and support them in every way we can.
Yeah, I just saw the words, I saw you with your arm, you and Reagan with your arms around the children, and then I heard the words extended reach, that you're going to be moving into an extended reach, and your arms just got longer and bigger. And so I just believe that God is going to extend your reach and whatever that looks like. Bill and I were praying, and maybe a connection with through the government or somehow being noticed where you weren't noticed before, but you're going to be able to increase the reach than you currently are right now. So we just bless you. We bless you to be full of the wisdom that you need for the decisions that are ahead. We bless your ears to hear the voice of the Lord so that you could be in step and be able to follow every path, every moment that he's leading. We bless your shoulders to be strengthened, that you can bear the weight and the strength that's needed to carry on the work you've been called to. In Jesus' name, we bless you.
Amen. John, before you sit down, would you pray for us? I want to ask you guys, if you're comfortable, take a posture of receiving with your hands open. And would you impart to us that gifting of saying yes to the small things that can become big things?
Father God, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for what you're doing here today, for how you're moving here, and just what you want to impart on us today. And I just pray right now for this whole congregation. I pray for everyone here who has a heart for you, who has love for you, who has desire to see your kingdom here on earth. I just pray that you would fill them with the Holy Spirit, and you would fill them with a confidence to say yes even when it's hard, to say yes even when they can't see the end results, to say yes when it just seems impossible that anything could come from it. I just pray that you would give them the confidence that that is your voice, that is you speaking to them, and that's all that they need to know. They don't need to know the details. They don't need to know the destination. They don't need to know all the ups and the downs they're going to face. They just need to know that you're asking them something and that they need to say yes. So I just pray that you would give everyone your strength and your courage to just be able to say yes and to trust in you blindly, and that you would bless those who are brave enough and trusting enough to step out of their lives and say yes.
Say yes, Lord. One, two, three. Yes, Lord.
All right. Well, that was amazing. Well, you can remain standing if you're able and would like to do that. But we're going to continue pressing into our River Sunday. It's been a few months since we've done a River Sunday, and some of you may have never been a part of one. And so I just want to explain a little bit of what you can expect. So on a River Sunday, we don't hold to our normal order of service. We give the whole time to just space to following the lead of the Holy Spirit, however he directs us. So we might pray into something. We might, you know, I don't know. There's so many things we do. We've already been doing it this morning. And so we're just going to keep following. You know, I was reading in Exodus, and, you know, the cloud, which was the presence of the Lord, would be over the tent of meeting, and it was the Lord's presence in the midst of his people. And when the presence would stay, they would stay. And then when the cloud would be lifted and move, the people would get up and they would follow. And I saw that as this picture for River Sunday. So the Lord, this presence is here. And if he's on something, and he's calling us to camp out on that thing, on that topic, then we're going to do that. And then we are sensitive to follow. If he gets up and he moves, then we want to follow with him and go where he's going. Isn't that good? So that's what we're going to do this morning. So feel free. It's a very participatory morning. You're not just a spectator here. If you have a sense from the Holy Spirit that you feel, you know what? I think he's speaking to my spirit that it's for everybody to hear this word of encouragement or this Bible verse or pray into something. Come in and submit that to Bill and I, and we'll see how it can fit in. But but be involved and let your gifts flow out of you. Don't hold back. This is a safe place to get better and better at letting the Holy Spirit gifts flow out of you and at following him and hosting his presence well. So that's what this morning is all about. So let's press into that.
Let's come to a place of reverence. Because we're standing in the presence of a mighty God. Says that Jesus is able to keep us pure and holy. For when he offers us to God at the end of days, it's weird language, but it's a fancy way of saying Jesus is going to make sure that we don't lose any part of ourselves. He's going to keep us whole. And he wants our whole lives. Not just part of our lives, he wants our whole lives. This morning we want to offer him everything. He deserves everything. If you provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. Provide the Spirit, and I will open up inside. You provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. Here's my life, Lord. You provide the Spirit. I will open up inside. I won't hold back. If you provide the fire, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the Spirit.
Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplication in the day of my trouble. I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. So God hears my prayer when when you need him, or when you go through a situation or a financial situation, he knows, what you need. He just needs you, to come to him and, just trust and believe him, and he'll, work everything okay. And just trust him. Don't hold out. Don't let the devil, get to your ear, or what you gonna do, and stuff like that, bring doubt to your mind. So God, he'll, provide to you, each and every day. Just be thankful and just give Lord the thanks and all the glory, and he is God. Thank you.
Okay, so how many of you have a need right now that you relate to this verse? I trust in you, but have mercy on me. I need you. I cry out to you daily. So if you have right now that need that's on your mind, I want you to just hold it before the Lord. Pretend like you're holding it in your hands and you're holding it before the Lord. And Everett, I just want you to pray over us as we profess our trust in the Lord and lift up these needs before him.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for your love and passion and merciful, Lord. And thank you for waking us up this morning to give thanks and give glory and honors to you, Lord. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your the congregation, Lord. Thank you for the family that we grow apart and make us feel at home, Lord. And let us give words and encouragement that people may have need, to give, to have strength, whatever they need, whatever situation may go through, just go to this person and give them the word and encouragement and hope. There is God, that he is your everything, and we want to say thank you, Lord, for all you have done for us, and we want to say thank you, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Okay, well, your mother has a song that goes right along with this, and she's going to minister on this topic to us, so continue holding that before the Lord, and let this minister to your spirit.
I need
Oh, bless. Of something in the past of like if there's a point where there's something you didn't do on your own but it was done for you, it takes away from the thought that okay, I built that, I built to where I'm at, that supported me to this point. And God's forgiveness is what gives us a platform to stand on. The place where we're at right now is already built on the mercy he's given us in the past.
Wow.
So him being the provider, he is that merciful provider. That's how I'm standing here today. And that can take away from our pride a little bit. Like, I didn't build the platform that got me to where I'm at right now, but it's on God's mercy and his provision. And that's so much more powerful of a platform to stand on. And it lets us do our work that he's called us for more effectively. So praise be to God for the mercy he's already given us.
Yeah, so let's respond by that. Two ways, either by spending a few moments thanking him for his mercy that has provided that foundation, okay? So that may be some of us here. Or bowing your knee and saying, I need your mercy. I humble myself before you today and cry out. I can't do this on my own. I've tried everything. I need your mercy and I yield to you. And so I just feel like that is a great response to what you shared. Yeah. Yeah.
God, just give us the posture to bow ourselves before you, to submit, knowing that it's your mercy who empowers us further. And give us that submission and humility that it takes to submit to your mercy, to acknowledge our sin, and to walk into your forgiveness and mercy for it, Lord.
right before he came up, I was feeling like one of the barriers some of you in the room have to receiving is the feeling of guilt. Like I don't deserve what God has given me, or I've already messed it up, or I can't sustain it, or there's no space for it, or I haven't prayed enough, or I haven't read enough, or all this garbage, you know? And you gotta stop punishing yourself for things like that. You are completely forgiven. It's His mercy that makes room for you to receive His love. It's not your good behavior, right?
Every day, He's reciprocating that. He's telling us, you can have my yes, I forgive you.
Yeah.
The fact that we can receive from God when we ask, He says yes. He says you can receive forgiveness. It goes both ways. This is a one-way ministry.
His love burns through us like a flame.
I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking. You did not come to destruction and death and the being unable to be with God. Like, He's here. Like, He has sprinkled you with blood that has given you a new name. He's declared you clean. He's declared you righteous. And He, yeah, His mercy is just over you. Like, to even be in His presence, His mercy is there. And we have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. So let's worship God for His mercy and for His love, and that we're able to come before Him at all.
Yes. Let's just continue pressing into that, giving Him our yes, giving Him our reverence and awe. These are the themes that we're seeing. This is where the cloud is settling on this morning. And so let's keep following. following and being there with the Lord.
We stand before you, Lord. Nothing can stand before you unchanged. Nothing can stand between us. Set my life on fire.
like a blade, like a blade, like a blade. Like a blade. And standing here, I can understand the fear of the Lord.
Well, guys, couple of ladies joining me here. Carrie has a scripture, which has become a theme. We're reading God's word over and over here, and she's going to share that and some of what the Lord's speaking to her from it, and then I'm going to ask Jemmy to pray into it for us, all right?
So I spend a lot of time in the Gospels, and recently when I was reading in Mark, chapter 8, verse 17, and Jesus was talking to his disciples. They'd all just gotten in the boat. They had fed the 5,000, fed the 4,000. They get in the boat, and he's like, you know, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And they're like, why is he saying that? Is it because we don't have any bread? And he's like, why do you reason it's because you have no bread? And I made this leap from the fact that they were saying, we have no bread, to a thing that's going on in my life, that I was asking God for some extra income and trying to figure out, you know, what I wanted to do with this time in my life. And I was starting from the point of lack. This is what I lack, Father. I lack this. And what came to me was is that any thought process that begins from what we don't have is something we should, because you can't build anything substantial in the Lord on those kinds of thoughts. That it makes a really poor foundation when you're coming from what you lack. And so he was talking to me about sometimes that it's because of fear of men. We think about what we lack and comparing ourselves to others. And he said fear often masquerades as wisdom, and that it always attracts information to support itself. Like people will say, oh, that's probably a good decision. You probably shouldn't do this or that because, you know, there it's a fearful thing. And then he said that it pulls as much information as it can to legitimize itself. Like if you're afraid of heights, or you're afraid of, you know, something, lack of money or things like that. And that it constantly reinforces itself. So I guess Jemmy's going to pray into that.
That's so good, Carrie. And what it's making me remember is the disciples had this going on quite a bit. You remember when there's a whole crowd gathered to hear Jesus, and the day's dragging on, and it's like, these people are hungry. Let's feed them something. And what did the disciples do? We have no bread, right? But what did they have? A couple of loaves and a couple of fish, and it was enough with Jesus. So where do we start? What do you have? And are you with Jesus? And that's enough. That's enough. And that's something to build from, as opposed to what we don't have. That's so good. All right. Thank you for sharing, Carrie. Jemmy's got a gift of prayer. She knows how to pray. And she had a word kind of similar to this. I said, why don't you just come and pray it? Pray it over us, because it kind of fits with what Carrie's doing. So will you pray for us to have faith and not fear, Jemmy?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, God. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before your throne right now. Lord, I speak that your faith is stronger than fear. and I speak over the people and the congregation right now that whoever is fearing and not having faith, it's a lie from the enemy. And Jesus is faith. Jesus is not fear. Jesus is love. Jesus is everything that the enemy is not. The enemy is a liar. So thank you, Jesus, for this day. And I pray over the people in the congregation right now, from the unborn all the way up to the seniors. In Jesus' name, I praise you and I thank you. And I pray, God, also that you would loose the people, that you would help them to look to you for faith and not fear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah, that's so good. Yeah, Lord, we receive it. We receive an infilling of faith from you. We put our faith and trust in you. Thank you, God, that you're speaking to us from your word. You're speaking by your spirit through the song, through individuals' contributions today, and you're building a message for us. We embrace it, God. May it transform our lives. We continue to lean into it and to give you our worship.
And now to you who is able to keep me. And now to you who loves me more than I know. And now to you. Now to you who is able to keep me. And now to you who loves me more than I know. Have your glory, have my love. Here's your glory. My love, have your glory, have my love. Here's your glory, here's my love. Both now and forever, be clothed in glory, Lord. Hold my heart, hold my heart. have your glory, have my love. Here's your glory, here's my love. 'Cause now to you, now to you, now to you who is able to keep me. And now to you, loves me more than I know. And now to you, and now to you who is able to keep me. You can, you can. And now to you, who loves me so much more than I know.
So we want to, actually I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to ask the Yurdie family to come forward, please. All of you, Sarah included, and you can bring your fiance, because he's family. And Mark and Sarah, I don't know if you know them, but Mark and Sarah and their kids have been... they've been dear members of our church for a very long time, and we love them so very much. And obviously you just heard from John, but Mark wanted to just share something this morning, so we're gonna let him do that.
Well, I'm not as eloquent as John, but I'll try my best. But I just thank God for this New Day family community that's been with us for, I think we figured out the other day, it was 20 years, something like that. Sarah was just a baby or a toddler, so the figure could be off, but it's pretty close. And anyway, we just thank all of you for your support, your love, especially your prayers. We are sad to say leaving to start a new chapter in our life in Grand Haven. But we'll be back. That didn't sound too much like Arnold Schwarzenegger, did it, I hope? But anyway, you can never leave New Day. Part of us will always be here. So, did you want to? Anybody else want to?
You already spoke, so you don't get a shot.
So Mark and Sue are moving. They're staying in Michigan, but they're moving. John, we already heard from, is going back to Peru. TJ has the duty, the hard duty of serving our country in Hawaii. Not sure it's that hard. But Sarah's staying close, so we still have a Yurdie here. So we just want to... She will be a seer this afternoon, so... You got a preview. So we are just grateful and thankful for this family who's been said yes so many times and been faithful members, and they have been trees. And so you're still connected to us, but we're going to pray for them. We're going to send them off. And if you want to come up, you're welcome to do that. Okay, I'll start. So Father, we just thank you so much for this family. We just thank you for these oaks of righteousness that you planted in this house, Lord. We just thank you for all of their servant hearts. They have just served you so well. And we just adore them. And we are sad to see them launched, but so grateful to still be family with them. And Father, I just thank you for all the things that they've done. And I just see this next season, Mark and Sue, just a time to really, really connect and to be loved on and to love others. Just, you've done it so well. And I just see the Lord saying, it's a time for you to rest, to fill back up. Yeah, Father.
Yeah, we just thank you for their faithfulness, their dedication, their servant's heart. They've been such an example to all of us. in the way that they've loved and served you, Lord, by serving this New Day family. And so we just bless them. We honor all their years of committed, devoted service and love in this family. And we just bless them as they move, that the move would be smooth, that they would prosper in their new location, that they would just flourish there and be full of joy. And we pray for their children as well, Lord, that they would just continue to be covered by you, Lord, and blessed in Jesus' name. All right.
So this couple has been so faithful. Whenever we needed something done, we knew we could always count on the Urdies. They just showed up and did it. So I just want to say, they're leaving some big shoes. You know, someone's going to have to step into that. And they've set a good example, not only in their service here, but raising a godly family. Look at the fruit of this ministry. And so, well, I can't even begin to think of all the different things that they've, you know, if it wasn't for their help, we wouldn't have been able to do so. But this, in one sense, is an end, but it's just a new beginning. And Lord, we offer up thanksgiving, but I also speak blessing that new doors would open in each one of their lives. And Lord, that you'd bring us a season of favor, a season of many delightful sunsets on the beach. Yeah, Lord, that every dream, every desire in their hearts, Lord, that they would find fulfilled, Lord, in your special way. But so grateful for the years of fellowship that we've shared together, and may there be many, many more.
Amen. We love you guys very much. We love you. Thank you. Thank you for being dear friends. Can you guys give them a round of applause? We love this family. Thanks for coming up. That was really cool. I really appreciate it. You guys, happy wedding. Okay, with that, you guys, we are going to wrap up for this morning. It was an awesome River Sunday. Do you see how the Lord sort of wove together a theme for us of digging into his word and finding out what he was saying and sharing it with one another, praying for each other? And in so doing, we've come closer together. We're knit together as a family. It's so good. So we'll do another one sometime soon, in a couple of months. Every couple of months we do these, but it's also meant to be a part of our culture and just who we are. On any given Sunday, if the Lord's speaking to you, come and talk to that MC, or if he's saying to go share a word of encouragement with someone in this family or pray for them, go for it. If he's leading you to the communion table with some brothers or sisters, go for it. We're all about that. And everything we do, we're following this as the Spirit leads, grounded in the word of God, and that's a good place to be. All right, I just want to remind you, come back next week. It won't be a time change Sunday, so hopefully that'll be a little easier on us all. And we're going to begin a new series next week called The Road to Resurrection. It is leading up to Easter, which is in March this year, if you haven't checked your calendar. And so we're going to be getting in Easter mode, and it's going to be really, really good. All right, you may stand up and greet one another. You are dismissed to go do and be Christ in your community. Amen.